From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a victory for President Obama. U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski has announced she will vote in favor of a recent international agreement on Iran's nuclear program. The Maryland Democrat becomes the 34th member of the Senate to support the accord. Her vote ensures that President Barack Obama will prevail in the administration's effort to complete action on the agreement. A team of U.S. defense officials has started surveying a medium-security military prison in Charleston, South Carolina, to potentially hold detainees currently at the detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A defense spokesman says the team will conduct the surveys Wednesday and Thursday at the U.S. Naval Consolidated Brig at the Charleston Naval Weapons Station. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered his plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Prosecutors say Ntaganda is responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in 2002 and 2003. Photographs of the body of a migrant boy that washed up on the Turkish beach were printed Wednesday in newspapers across Europe. Turkish authorities believe the boy was one of 13 Syrian migrants who drowned Wednesday when two boats capsized. Earlier, at least 2,000 migrants became stranded at the main international train station in Budapest, Hungary. Authorities stopped the influx of migrants unless they had European Union visas. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund says the number of women and children fleeing countries of violence heading for Europe has increased sharply in recent months. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The UN Children's Fund says some 3,000 people arrive in Macedonia every day. It says one-third of them are women and children. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bulirak tells VOA many families, including many children, have been on the move for weeks, even months, enduring searing heat and other enormous hardships. He says many arrive at the Macedonian border with only the clothes on their backs. All are physically exhausted. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama wraps up a trip to Alaska Wednesday with a visit to a community north of the Arctic Circle that is battling coastal erosion caused by rising seas. Earlier, Mr. Obama visited a salmon factory and a fishery, I should say, and a local school where children in native dress performed a traditional dance. The president's trip to America's northernmost state is aimed at highlighting the harmful effects of climate change. Official figures from across the United States reveal a startling increase in the number of murders in several major cities this year. Officials seem to be at a loss to pinpoint the exact reasons why. The New York Times newspaper says more than 30 cities across the country have reported a sharp increase in homicides so far this year. A judge in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore has rejected a defense motion to dismiss charges against six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old black suspect who died in police custody. Gray's death sparked sometimes violent racial unrest. The judge ruled that each officer will be given a separate trial. Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital Baghdad. The workers were employed by a construction company working on a soccer stadium in the city. There's no indication who the kidnappers are or why they kidnapped the workers. U.S. and Japanese officials are asking that the Chinese economy be the main focus of an upcoming meeting of the Group of 20. The group plans to meet Friday and Saturday in Turkey. China's market turmoil and the devaluation of its currency have sent shockwaves through the global stock and commodity markets in recent weeks. An Afghan presidential statement issued in Kabul rejects claims by Pakistani officials that they have disrupted terrorist operations targeting their neighbor. Pakistan says it has disrupted some anti-Afghan terrorist operations taking place within its borders. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.